Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Day three of the special parliamentary sitting, today day one right yet, was briefed about the national immunisation programme by the coordinating minister, Kari Jamaluddin. But have the many questions regarding the vaccination rollout been answered? And what about all that ambiguity surrounding the revocation of the emergency ordinances? Let's discuss. Our first guest tonight is Nik Ahmad Kamal Nik Mahmud, who is a professor at the law faculty at the International Islamic University, Malaysia. He's also the head of governance, law and public management for the National Professors Council. Professor Nik, good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Now, the uncertainty surrounding the question of whether or not the emergency ordinances have in fact been revoked, given the lack of a published gazette. And I'm just wondering, are we just resigned to having to wait until Monday to get a clarification from the law minister? And is the assumption in the meantime that these ordinances have in fact been annulled?
Hello, hi. Thank you for inviting me to consider this issue. I think it's a big debate on this issue, at least since Monday, when the YB minister had announced about the revocation of the ordinances. So I think we need to go back to the provision of the Constitution. Article 150, Clause 3, I think, is the center point. There are at least three ways that proclamations and ordinances can end, according to the Constitution. First, by revocation under Article 150, Clause 3, revocation would have to be done by the pronouncer or the doer of the proclamation as well as the ordinance. In this sense, you have to go back to the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong and also the government that has proclaimed the emergency and has promulgated the ordinance. That's revocation. Or the second way of ending the proclamation and the ordinances is by Parliament itself, by annulling it. Annulling, according to Article 150, Clause 3, is through a motion and a debate as well as a voting to annul or not to annul the proclamation and the ordinances. And the third way, which we can see here, is perhaps the first time that we have an emergency that has an expiry period, which is for the present emergency would end on the 1st of August. So in that respect, it will expire if it is not annulled or revoked earlier. Okay. So what happened was that based on that announcement in Parliament on Monday, the YB minister has mentioned about or has stated that the ordinances were already revoked. So in that respect, we can foresee or we can conclude that that was an action of revocation within the context of Article 150, Clause 3. But then people will be asking, even members of Parliament were asking, was there a proper procedure for it? Well, why there was no announcement made before Parliament sat on Monday? So these are issues that have been ongoing until even today. I think there are also issues being raised on this, on the issue of
revocation. Yeah, so Professor Nik, I wonder if you, watching Parliament and the proceedings, and the perception that the Speaker of the House has actually insulated the Minister from addressing these very serious questions about the status of those revocations. What do you make both of the move by the Speaker to protect the Minister from having to be accountable for Parliament until, in fact, the emergency is over, and generally the conduct of the Speaker?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as far as the Speaker is concerned, I believe that the Speaker is taking the way forward to control the proceedings in accordance to the standing orders. And in that respect, he has decided that to allow the minister to explain it on Monday next week. So in that respect, it is the prerogative of the Speaker to allow or not to allow a question to be answered at that point of time. So, but then, of course, that will sort of prolong this issue and would allow perhaps the government to then decide on Monday what is the answer to be given.
Professor Nick, can I ask you, are there implications of it being explained on Monday? Because it would be after the emergency expires, right? So on the 2nd of August, it would be after the emergency expires. What would be the repercussions or the implications of discussing this revocation or the legitimacy of the revocation on Monday?
Okay. Now, the proclamation ends on the 1st of August, right? So in that respect, the provision of Article 150, Clause 7 says, among others, that ordinances, if not revoked, would continue to be enforced for 6 months after the end of the emergency and will expire automatically. But if the ordinances are already revoked earlier, so in that respect, the ordinances will no longer effective from the date of the revocation. But then again, of course, the issue of whether the revocation was properly executed or not according to the procedure, for example.
Are we expected, is Parliament expected, and the Malaysian public expected to take on faith what the minister says without evidence of what he claims? Are we just supposed to believe it?
I guess the fact that the speaker allows the minister to answer the questions on Monday, then that evidence will have to be presented on Monday, or otherwise then the minister would then lose the confidence of the House.
All right. Okay. Thank you for explaining to us. You know, just wanted to also highlight the fact that tomorrow is the very last day that Dewan Rakyat sits in the special sitting before the emergency expires. So that will be an important day to watch. Thank you so much, Professor Nick, for joining us on the show tonight. That was Professor Nick Ahmad Kamal of IIUM. We're going to take a quick break here and consider this, but back with so much more. So stay tuned.